With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Speaking with reporters, President Trump was asked today if Kevin Warsh is committed to lowering interest rates before being tapped as the next Federal Reserve chairman.
No, but we talk about it, and I've been following him, and I don't want to ask him that question. I think it's inappropriate, probably. It probably would be allowed, but I want to keep it nice and pure. But he certainly wants to cut rates. I've been watching him for a long time.
In fact, Warsh was once known for favoring higher rates to fight inflation, but more recently has backed the idea of lowering rates, and that does put him in sync with President Trump's agenda. Another wave of dangerous cold heading for the American South.
Experts say the risk of hypothermia heightens for people in parts of Mississippi and Tennessee. Both those states are entering their sixth day trapped at home without power and sub-freezing temperatures. The National Weather Service says Arctic air moving into the southeast will cause already frigid temperatures to plummet into the teens this Friday night. Forecasters also say temperatures will drop in cities like Nashville.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Meanwhile, even parts of Florida could find themselves getting a little colder than usual as a result of this latest weather system moving in off the coast into the Carolinas. Three federal air marshals had their dinner plans ruined when they were chased out of a California restaurant. We get more on that from correspondent Bill Alexander.
Chased by a mob who mistook them for ICE agents. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said dozens of deputies were dispatched to a commercial plaza in Linwood. That's about 15 miles south of Los Angeles. When a large group gathered outside the restaurant where the marshals were eating on Wednesday, the marshals reportedly called for backup when rumors spread throughout the neighborhood and on social media that immigration officers were in the area.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. This is SRN News. Americans are being asked to share their opinion about euthanasia. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
And these just aren't any Americans. They are regular churchgoers responding to a poll released by the Family Research Council. The results are that 43% of people who attend worship services believe that euthanasia is morally wrong. 23% say it's not, and more than a third, 35%, can't make up their mind. So far, 12 states and the District of Columbia have laws allowing a person to legally get help from a doctor to take their own life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sarah Mullally has been confirmed as Archbishop of Canterbury, becoming the first woman to lead the Church of England. But her appointment may deepen rifts within the worldwide Anglican Communion, whose 100 million members in 165 countries are deeply divided over the role of women in leadership and the issue of homosexuality. This is SRN News. Whether you approve or oppose President Trump's use of National Guard troops to fight crime, there is no doubt it's proven to be effective. And now, as Donna Warder reports, the government has made public the price tag for all that extra manpower.
New data from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says that President Trump's deployment of federal troops to several U.S. cities cost taxpayers about $496 million through the end of December. It estimates the cost of sending federal troops to Chicago, Memphis, Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles, and does not include the December deployment to New Orleans. The CBO says continued deployments to those cities will cost about $93 million per month, and the deployments to other U.S. cities in 2026 would cost $18 million to $21 million per month for each city. Donna Warder, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.